أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آج دنیا میں ہم دیکھ رہے ہیں
حضور says that today we see in the world that everywhere there is great disorder whether these countries are in the east or in the west
ترقی یافتہ کہلانے والے ممالک ہیں
whether they are developing countries or whether they are developed or developing countries
بعض ملک
some of these countries
ملکوں کے رہنے والے
or the people who live in those countries within their own countries
پریشان ہیں
they are very much disturbed because of disorder in their own country and they are very much terrified
ممالک اور حکومتوں کی
and in some cases because of the interference of other countries they are in a great fear state of fear and some because of the terrorist activities they are worried and they are very much terrified this terrorism whether it is because of some political reasons or maybe so called religious reasons Huzur says, I say it so-called because in the name of religion or attributing that thing to religion and among those people who attribute these things to religion there are some who do it in the name of religion and some have their own self-created concepts which they attribute particularly about Islam they do so and then they put the blame there
بہرحال
Zur says in any way religion does not teach terrorism at all and particularly the teachings of Islam they are very strongly against that and totally against that and while living in a state being the subject of that country then to indulge in such activities is not at all acceptable in the teachings of Islam but it's very unfortunate that humanity and people at large and the creations of God from certain they are done injustice in the name of religion some countries are afraid of wars and some are in the grip of natural calamities and the people living over there they are very much worried Huzur says in short today everyone who loves mankind and the one who has got the fear of heart, the fear of God in his heart, he is thinking about this matter as to what is the reason for that and why there is nowhere peace in its complete form and people are not gifted with that one. And with this fear and anxiety, in this age people are worried. I received many letters that you should pray for the peace in the world and also peace in those countries. These people who write these letters, although they may be few, but I know that from various sources I come to know that large number of Ahmadis, a very large number of Ahmadis, because of the situation of the world or the situation in their own countries, they are very much worried. And they are worried that what sort of situations of anxiety are there and worry is there, and this thinking, this is the result of that revolution which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has created among the hearts of his followers. These feelings, these thinking are there in the hearts of Ahmadis because of the fact that his religious condition has been changed by the Imam of this age. The fear of God and the kindness to God's created people, the mankind, has been created in his heart by the Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned the purpose of his advent in so many places. In one place he says that I have been sent for this purpose, that I should strengthen the faiths of the people and establish the existence of God in the hearts of people, because the religious conditions are very weakened today and the life to come is considered to be simply an imagination. And everybody from his own present condition indicates that the faith that he has in this world and its amenities and on his worldly means, that sort of faith, he does not have the same faith about God or the life to come. On their tongue there are different expressions and the hearts are filled with the love of world. So I have been sent so that the truth and the time of faith should come once again and the hearts are filled with the piety and righteousness of God. He says that the purpose for which I have been appointed, that is this one, that the link between God and the human beings, that sort of weakness which is there, to I should change that and I should bring about that relation with great force and strength, and I should be laying the foundation of peace. And those religious values and truths which are hidden from the eyes of the people, I should be able to show them up. He says that there are two big commands in the Holy Quran. One is the unity of Allah and the love of Allah and the affection. And second is the love and kindness to your fellow beings. So therefore Huzur says that very fortunate are those people who have recognized the truth of the Imam of the age, who has been sent by God for the reformation of this world at a time when in the whole world there was disorder and selfishness was so rampant in the world. And because of not believing in that person, because of believing in that person, Allah Almighty has protected us from these vices and weaknesses. And he has shown us the ways. Now it is the duty of every Ahmadi that he should be doing his best to establish the unity of Allah in the world, and he should establish a personal link with Allah Almighty. And in the love of mankind, one should always be active. By the grace of Allah, the Jamaat Ahmadiyya, for the last 100 years, more than that, it has been doing their best as far as possible with the feelings of kindness and love for mankind. And also because of that, because our hearts are filled with the love of these people, and we have to we have to tell these people the reasons for these calamities and problems that they are facing. And this message should be conveyed to these people, that what is the reason of that. In our own circle, we should, by writing letters to the newspapers or using other means possible available, we should be telling the people more than ever before that what is the reason of that. And we should tell them that if you don't recognize Allah and you would not follow the rules and regulations made by God Almighty, then this disorder will not discontinue, and this will continue. And these heavenly and worldly calamities, they will not finish. And then, if they are making a joke of that person who has been sent by God Almighty, and if they are going further and further in denial and making a joke of that, and laughing at him, then these are the things which will never enable them to enjoy the peace and happiness. Now, you can see that the same thing is happening at this time. These climatic calamities, they are generally described as such, the result of the change of weather. But this has to be seen, and we have to tell the people that 100 years ago, there was a person who claimed that Allah Almighty has appointed me for the reformation of this world. And Allah Almighty, in my favor, He is going to show worldly and heavenly signs. There will be earthquakes, calamities will be there, destructions will be there. And if people do not pay any attention to that, to this message, and after that we have been seeing that these things are becoming very true. The earthquakes have been so many and of so intensity that for the last 100 years history we do not see any example of that. Recently in Bangladesh there was a very strong typhoons, and they say that after many years this has happened. And according to some estimate, there are 15,000 people who are feared to have died as a result of the storm, and because it's not possible to reach all the areas where the storm has struck. 600,000 people have been affected, and there are some Ahmadis also who have suffered some financial loss. And obviously when there is a storm, then there are losses like that. But so far, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, there is no human loss among the Ahmadis so far. And the volunteers of Humanity First from UK and from Canada, they are going there with some provisions and some help, and they are going to work there, and they are going to reach those places wherever there is anybody in need and there is a call for some help. For the last 1 or 2 years, the conditions of Ahmadis in Bangladesh, they have been very very bad, and the mullahs, they have been causing damage to their property. And the mullahs, they are in the habit that they are always in the name of Islam, they are inciting the people, illiterate people, and make them do all these transgressions and bad things against Ahmadis. But Ahmadis, they always try to help wherever the need is. Because this is the outstanding feature of Ahmadis, and this should be the outstanding feature. And this is actually the difference between Ahmadis and non-Ahmadis. Therefore, because Hazrat Masih Maud has said that one important job for which I have been sent is the love and kindness to mankind. And not only Bangladesh, but also Pakistan, where because of very cruel law, where the religious freedom of Ahmadis, and that right has been reserved and clamped down, and those people who have the full understanding of love of God, such people, the restriction has been put on such Ahmadis, and those people who are intense love of Allah Almighty, saturated with that love, they are, and those who are, they have been stopped from invoking durood and blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Pakistan. And the penalty of these so-called crimes is the imprisonment for several years. This is a different thing, that this law cannot take away the love of Allah from the hearts of the Ahmadis, and nor they can be stopped from expressing their love and devotion to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They cannot put any restriction on their hearts. But I want to say that in spite of these transgressions, and which have been there for last two years, when there was a strong earthquake, many 100,000 people, they were killed, many inhabitations were completely wiped away and buried in the ground. So in spite of all these transgressions against Ahmadis, which the government, according to their rule, have been meeting out the Ahmadis. But the Ahmadis, they always went to help these people in distress. They established the camp, they provided the food, also provided the medical facilities for treatment. And in spite of the fact that in our camp, in spite of the fact that once there was the opponents, they put fire on the store of the medicines, but with the love of mankind, and we did not make any change in that one. We continue to help these people. And then after the earthquake, there are so many ailments and sickness which spreads there, epidemics are there. And for millions of rupees were spent by the Humanity First, and there was an hospital established, a ward was designated for this purpose. So we, in spite of all these wicked things which these people are doing, we did our job, and we are continuing to do that one, because this is in our nature. Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam has instilled this point in our nature, that you always have to have real love for the mankind. But Allah Almighty, in order to support His beloved, He has been giving warnings, and the warnings are still coming, but so that the people could understand from it. Now you can see that there was an earthquake. The situation in the country was already worse, and then the condition became worse than before, politically and financially and economically. The condition became very worse. In Pakistan, everywhere there is disorder and killing and bloodshed is there. It's quite common. This type of things are quite common. The government of the time says something different, and the workers of the government, they stand and do something against that one, and then they change the stance and make a different statement. The politicians, instead of having any good feeling for the country, they are also against the country. And the lawlessness in Pakistan is very rampant, is growing, and they are breaking the law, and those people who are there to establish the law, all these people, they are in this race that they should be protecting their own life, and whatever may happen to the country, let it happen. First in Islamabad, there was a state within state in Islamabad, But now in Sawat, there is a state of rebellion there. The same people who were previously supported by the government, now they have risen against the government. See what is happening in Sawat. According to one newspaper, a column writer has mentioned openly that the same person who has established his own state within his Sawat, he was doing all these things in front of government, sometime even with the help of government. And when he got the strength, became very powerful, and he was bent upon rebellion. Now the government is using its force there. The military is being used there. The military within the country is there to establish law and order in the country. And there is no fear from the enemy from outside. But the enemy within the country is the most serious, and that is bent upon destroying the country. And it is the job of the military to control these people. In 1974, those people who declared Ahmadis as non-Ahmadis, and those who declared Rabwa as an open city, those who used to say that Ahmadis have their own government in Rabwa, now they should tell us that if when the Ahmadis had the control there, or now you can see that there are several other governments within the states within the state, and in some cases the government appears to be completely helpless. Ahmadis are always following the law, and they have been doing it like that, and they will continue to remain like that. In respect of the law, the Ahmadis, they have the land owned by them. In Darun Nasr, there was a property owned by the Ahmadis, very close to the riverside. In that place, they, instead of fighting with those people who unlawfully took control of that area, they did not do anything. The High Court has decided that unless that time no party should be having any change or any construction on that place until they decide. But now after 30 or 32 years, still the court has not been able to give its verdict. Ahmadis are following this rule, but the other party, who is in the name of Islam, they have taken hold of this without any reason. They have been constructing so many things one after the other. And when you approach the High Court that this is the violation of your command and instruction, and this is the disrespect to the court, and the reply is that the disrespect is ours. What do you have to do with that? Contempt of court is ours. What do you have to do with that? So these are the double standards and of their orders and their decisions. Generally it is said that the court is very dispensing justice. Every department of the government is in the highest standard of corruption is touching that one. Not, they are not vying for the standards of piety, but the standards of vices is increasing. And as Hazrat Masih Maud has mentioned, that the condition of religious condition is extremely worse, and the life to come is considered to be just a fancy. And it looks today that these so-called the controllers of religion, and their objective is simply to gain the worldly gains. These are the causes of the disorder and all these calamities which they are facing. If they think over it, then the reason for that is not only the disbelief of the Imam of the age, but also making a joke out for him and laughing at him and also showing disrespect to them. If when the emergency was imposed, the constitution was held in abeyance immediately, this is a separate question whether the law was there or not. What is the legal situation, that's a separate issue. But as it is always the case, that the might is right, that is the principle which is followed in this country. They established an emergency, they held the constitution in abeyance and cancelled it. But it was not made with such a an anger that at least they could understand that those clauses which declared Ahmadis as non-Muslims, those clauses were not touched. They were, it was specially announced that those conditions still hold and they are valid today. Nowadays, whether they are in the state or in the opposition, but more than God Almighty, the fear of God Almighty, they fear more from the people and the mullahs. And every government tries to please them. So as I mentioned in my last Friday sermon, that especially we should pray for this country and we should pray for the country and for the Ahmadis living there, and the Ahmadis living in Pakistan should never ever take part in any way in these things, in spite of the fact that we are receiving the receiving end of the persecution. But we have to follow the law in any case, and we do not have to rise against the government of the time, and we do not have to take part in any activity of disorder against the state. We have left the matter with Allah, and but this is definitely a point to be noted, that and we should keep in mind that in our own circle, in our own way, we have to tell these people that you should ponder over these things and reflect on these things, that all these things which are being done, these are according to the law of the country, because you are interfering in the law of the country. That this is the reason. And these light jolts which are given to you, these are because of the displeasures of Allah Almighty. Is it not because of that? Now the non-Ahmadis are also, they have started writing, and these people have started saying in the newspaper, it is being published, and in other statements are also there. I mentioned a few things in the last Friday sermon, that all these things which are taking place, this is because that these people have angered God Almighty and displeased Him. But they don't understand that why God Almighty is displeased with these people. They should think over it. Why Allah Almighty is displeased with you? There was a person who claimed that Allah Almighty will show signs in my favor. Now you look at those signs and ponder over these things. And you should stop denial of that person who has been sent by God. Allah Almighty does not leave these transgressors alone. And the examples are in front of us. In Pakistan, this very cruel law has not only been passed by the assembly, but because of that, cruel law, they have been, many Ahmadis have been martyred, and still this process goes on, that only because of the fact that they are Ahmadis, they are those people who believe the Imam of the age. This cruel law has emboldened these people, that these people should continue doing this sort of things. Although now the government, the court in some cases has punished one or two people in some cases, but unless and until this cruel law is there, whatever government may be there, they would be a party to these crimes and aggressions which are being committed against Ahmadis. Anyway, Huzur says that we have nothing to get from these worldly people, but because of the sympathy and this fact that the love of the country is a part of our faith, we do draw the attention of the government and the people of Pakistan, that if you have to establish peace and if you have to get out of this grip from the punishment of Allah, then you have to change your ways and you have to learn a lesson from your neighboring country Afghanistan, where during the time of the promised Messiah two people were martyred. About that Husayn Maud Aleyhi Salatu Wasalam says that Allah Almighty assured me that you should not be very much dejected and sorrowful because two of those things have been martyred. In lieu of these two people, Allah Almighty will bring large party of people among your followers. Don't you know that Allah Almighty is able to do whatever He likes? So nowadays, those people who are martyred because of Ahmadiyyat, and they do not let go this faith from their hand. These people, these people, they are going to get benefits of these promises given to the promised Messiah. After murdering, after killing these two Ahmadis in Afghanistan, were the king of the time was able to uproot the tree of Ahmadiyyat? Was he able to finish Ahmadiyyat from this country? Nowadays, maybe there are few, but there are still Ahmadis living in Afghanistan today. And Allah Almighty, according to His promise, has led nations into Ahmadiyyat. And large number of people are entering into the fold of Ahmadiyyat. But regarding the land of Afghanistan, the warning which he gave, we have been witnessing that until today. Until today, there has not been this condition of the condition is such that peace is not there. The promised Messiah said that this cruel king killed this innocent person. And by doing so, he actually destroyed himself. And he says that, O land of Kabul, you are witness that a very serious transgression was committed on you. So this is very unfaithful land. You have been dropped from the eyes of Allah. So these are the words which should be good enough to learn a lesson from these. And the one who spoke these words, he was definitely a messenger of Allah. He attributed something to Allah Almighty, and he said, attributing it to Allah Almighty. And nowadays, after 100 years from that, we are seeing the results of these things and the impact of that. And the king who was intimidated by the mullah, who could save him or could save his family, and until today, and the state of lawlessness and without peace. These words are quite enough to prove that this warning was actually from a man of God. I just want to say to the people of my country that you should be wise enough, and there are educated people and also the ordinary people. Do not make these human beings as your God. Instill the real fear of Allah in your hearts. The land of Pakistan was obtained for the freedom of Muslims. And with this thinking, Qaid-e-Azam established this country with this purpose that Muslims should be taken away from the grip of cruelty, so that the Muslims could establish the rule of Islam in such a way that all followers of their faith, they could live according to their religions, and their rights should be given to them with justice. And every citizen of Pakistan should be given his due rights, should be given irrespective of the fact to whichever religion he belongs. But if governments, they continue to interfere with the rights of the people in the matters of religion, and if there is lack of justice, if the rights are denied, and for other people it is said that whatever they are doing, that is right, otherwise it is the headache of the court. So then this is not justice, this is aggression and transgression. And when the worldly justice is not meted out, and the people who are from Allah, they are crushed in these crimes, then the other people do not remain deserving the blessings of Allah. Then you should fear Allah. Ahmadis, we love more than anybody else. For the sake of Pakistan, we have offered our lives at the time of the partition. When the Pakistan was created, we offered their lives and played a very important role for the freedom of Pakistan, for the establishment of Pakistan. There is a great role played by Ahmadis, and also in various wars Ahmadis contributed for the sake of their country, and also they are doing whatever is possible for the progress of their own country. As I have mentioned that, for example, for the help of the people who were struck by the very severe earthquake. Now Huzur says, I feel that the true Pakistanis are those Ahmadis, wherever they live. they are the people who are always trying their best for the progress and the advancement of Pakistan, and they are also pray for that. And this is our job, this is our duty. That in this we should do this job, and within our own circles we should tell the people of Pakistan that they should have the fear of Allah and do not destroy your country. And there is a large number of Ahmadis living in Pakistan, and I feel that these are the prayers, the Ahmadis, the prayers of the Ahmadis, that because of which Ahmadi Pakistan is still there. Otherwise these things which the people believe that their actions are not such that Pakistan could have been protected. They are bent upon destroying and finishing with Pakistan and destroying it completely. And they are doing this. Sometimes one is really, one wonders that the other day a member of parliament was saying here a few days back that she was disagreeing and she regarding the help being given to the Pakistan, she was objecting to that one, and the reason for that was that it will affect the poor people in Pakistan and this should continue. This is another thing, whether Pakistan should be accepting this help or not, or whether they should take it as such or not. But that leader and other leaders here, they were saying that the European Union should be asked to stop this help for Pakistan, and as such the government will be under pressure. So these are the people who are saying that we are the people to protect this country, and they are inviting foreign people from other countries and they are invited to come and help them. But some of the people go to that extent that although they do not say in so many words, but actually they are inviting these people to come and get hold of this country. So these people are not really the lovers of their country and the well-wisher of the country. They are very boastful of the fact. These leaders, they are very boastful that we have decided the 90-year issue, 90-year long issue. Allah Almighty have mercy on our country. And these people who are completely blind, may Allah open up their eyes, and if these people cannot be rectified, then Allah Almighty should bless such leaders who are really in love with the country and taking care of the poor people, and not only for their personal ego, and they are those people who are really working for the betterment of the community, of the country. So in this respect, every Ahmadi should pay special attention to the prayer, and particularly Pakistani Ahmadis who are living in Pakistan or those who are living anywhere in the world. And then in Indonesia, the situation of the Ahmadis are there, which I would like to mention. Nowadays again, there is a rise in the opposition in some remote small villages, small towns where Ahmadis are in small number. They are being made the target of this persecution and they are being attacked there. In some cases the mosques are being attacked and demolished, and they are intimidated so that they may leave the community. Some government departments are supporting these activities, so that with reference to this disorder, the pressure should be put on the government that because of that the lives of the Ahmadis are in danger. Because these are people in danger, their lives are in danger, and the condition of the peace is very dangerous. Therefore they should be declared non-Muslim in the government, at the government level. Only then the peace can be established. So with great planning, these people are trying this method, but Allah Almighty is going to break all these doings of these people, and He will inshallah do that. And inshallah ta'ala, God willing, this thinking of these people that they are going to destroy Ahmadis, that is never going to be materialized. This is height of folly of these people. For the last 100 years, more than that, this effort is being done there, but they have been always unsuccessful. Wherever they did, they were defeated. If this had been something, the doing of a man, the Jamaat could have been finished long ago. But this is a plant planted by Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty has given this assurance and promise to the promised Messiah that this is going to flourish and it is going to grow forth. And there is none who can finish it off. So we are not worried at all that these people will be able to finish with the Ahmadiyyat, or even from Indonesia they can finish the message of Ahmadiyyat. By the grace of Allah, there are Ahmadis very strong in faith and sacrificing everything for the sake of Ahmadiyyat in Indonesia. If there are one or two who is under some fear for temporarily, or maybe showing some weakness in their faith for a while, or some people are intimidated because of these people, then Allah Almighty is going to give us more Ahmadis, much stronger in their faith. This has been the case in the past when they did the same thing in Pakistan, when they thought that we are going to the begging bowl will be there in the hands. So Allah Almighty granted much more expansion to Ahmadiyyat. And the other person also made very severe law against Ahmadiyyat. But the Ahmadiyyat spread even faster after that. But Allah Almighty provided us such means of spreading the message of Ahmadiyyat, which because of human efforts could have taken us many, many long years to do that one. The promise of Allah Almighty to the promised Messiah alayhi salam, that I shall cause thy message to reach the corners of the earth. Every day it is being manifested with a new added glory. And there is no doubt that there is no fear that these people will be damaging the cause of Ahmadiyyat or will be intimidating these people. But we must pray that Allah Almighty should protect each and every Ahmadi from any danger or any harm. The Ahmadis in Indonesia and other countries, everywhere the Ahmadis are there, they should always remember that they should never take the law into their hand. Remaining within the law of the law, they have to try to get their rights. But because of some opposition, they should never stop helping the mankind. Because of this opposition, the message of the promised Messiah, which is the true message of true Ahmadiyyat, and which is the message of following the rules of Allah and the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should never desist from that. This work has to be done, although we may have to give some sacrifices of life. This is the case with all the divine communities where Allah Almighty helps them. So Allah Almighty's help will definitely come, and it has been coming, and inshallah more than ever before Allah Almighty will show the manifestation of His power. The time, the duty of all, our duty at this time is, this is our duty which we have to do it. When Islam came to Indonesia, when this hurricane was there in Indonesia, in that area, when this tsunami came in Indonesia, it was very severe, where the Ahmadis went there and they did the help to the people, the affected people. So our hearts, Zur says, they are always filled with the love of helping those people who are in need of help. Our hearts are filled with the passion of love of mankind, and we are always ready for this help to be given to these people. We have to serve these people. If those people who are stinging and those people who are inflicting harm upon us, once it is said that a scorpion sat on the back of a cow, and when the cow crossed the river, and after that he stung that cow, and then somebody asked the cow, why did you do that? She said that it is in my nature and I did whatever is in my nature and he did what is in his nature. So this welfare of mankind and helping of mankind is in our nature. And irrespective, we will continue to do so irrespective of the fact whether these people recognize it or not. We do not expect any reward from these people. That is, reward is from Allah Almighty. Therefore, we are going to continue this help for the mankind and let them do whatever they do. Our job is that we have to spread the goodness to the people. And the goodness from Allah Almighty, that should be spread to among these people. So every Ahmadi should continue doing their best with steadfastness and prayers. They should continue their noble job. This is the instruction of Allah Almighty. As Allah Almighty says, that Allah Almighty says that when these transgressions are committed, you should not get tired. Whatever is your responsibility, you go on discharging that responsibility and you continue offering your prayers. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا لِلْخَاشِعِينَ. With the prayer and steadfastness to seek the help, and this is very difficult except for those people who are very perseverant in the way of Allah. Another verse says that all ye people who have believed, you get this with prayer and steadfastness, get the help of Allah. Allah Almighty is with those people who are very steadfast. So these verses, they assure us that with utmost devotion and humbleness, you should submit to Allah Almighty. These transgressions and bad things which these people are doing, our reaction should be that we should be steadfast. And these difficulties and things which are being inflicted upon you, instead of relying on any worldly help, you should seek the help of Allah. Allah Almighty, His command and the instructions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the teaching which the Promised Messiah has given to us in this age, act upon that, and the help of Allah will definitely come, and inshallah definitely it will come, and the final victory is ours by the grace of Allah. That victory is for the Jamaat of the Promised Messiah. This is the promise of Allah Almighty with the Promised Messiah that Ahmadiyyat, the true Islam, is going to become dominant and going to become victorious. And this community of the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to become dominant in this world. Allah Almighty mentions regarding the Prophets, فَلَا تَصَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعَدَهِ رُسُلَهُ. In Allah Azizun Zuntakam. So you should, you will never see Allah Almighty not following His promises which He does to the messengers. And Allah Almighty has the power to take revenge from the transgressors. So every Ahmadi should rest assured that inshallah ta'ala, according to the promises of Allah Almighty, the help and the support of Allah Almighty will always be with the community of His beloved. But these people who are becoming insane, and because of their hasty doings, if these people continue to do like that, these people may not be caught in the wrath of Allah. Allah Almighty says that I am mighty and I take the revenge. I have the power to take revenge. So these warnings which He is giving, may these people are able to understand these things. So make these things very clear to these people, that we have accepted the Imam of the age looking at these signs, but so you can inflict some difficulties upon us or harm us temporarily in Indonesia, in Bangladesh or in Pakistan. These temporary things may come our way, but because of this acceptance of the promised Messiah and because of the faith, the tranquility that we are feeling in our hearts, you cannot snatch this peace of mind from us. And Allah Almighty gives the true peace to the true believers. So we are always seeking help from Allah Almighty and we are always praying, اِهْدِنَ السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, because of your transgressions and your bad things, we should not be led away from the right path. and we might be doing the response in the same way, might not be doing that way. So we should not lose heart, and we should be deprived from this promise that in Allah ma sabirin, Allah is with those people who are steadfast. So it is our duty that we should get more and more blessings from Allah Almighty by showing our perseverance, by acting upon that teaching which He has given, which He has mentioned in the Holy Quran, and the full understanding has been bestowed upon us by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that never ever think that Allah Almighty will let you perish. You are the seed sown by His hand in the earth, and it is Allah Almighty says that now this seed is going to flourish, and everywhere the branches will spread, and it will become a big tree. So it is, blessed are those who believe in the words of Allah, and those problems which come in the way, they are never worried about that, because these trials are there because Allah Almighty should judge your faith, who is true in His path and who is not. Those who will be dwindling in this problem, he will not be doing any harm to Allah Almighty, but he will be actually going to hell. It would have been much better if he had not been born. But those people who will show steadfastness till the end, they will have these trials and tribulations, and people will laugh at them, and people will dislike these people. But ultimately, these people are going to be victorious, and the doors of blessings of Allah will be opened to these people. Allah Almighty has told me that I should tell my community that those people who believe such a belief with which there is no mixture of world, and that faith is completely devoid of hypocrisy and weakness, and it is a real true belief, these are the people who are beloveds of Allah. And Allah Almighty says that those are the people who have got very firm footing, and they are firmly rooted in faith. And Allah Almighty may enable all of us that we should be very steady and firm in our faith, and according to the teachings of the and the wishes of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, all of us, we are able to understand the teaching of Islam and Ahmadiyyat in its proper way.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ.